Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Hello there, my neighbor. It's just your friendly neighborhood Garbled Twistery coming through. Just kidding! It's time to light the neighborhood on fire, folks, because this 1808 election is upon us, and this train ain't stopping for nobody. So let's get into it, let's get into it, let's get into it! So, as you know, these crazy little things called elections are steadily becoming more and more established in the American psyche. Like, now we have to collectively water a big fat cactus every time and stuff. So, let me tell you what went down at the 1808 cactus watering ceremony. So, Tommy J's ready to put away his hat and stuff. He's all exhausted from all that presidenting he's been doing. But as we know, the pickle had a plannel. All his little foot soldiers were playing geopolitical chess, trying to make sure that the big fat secretary, Billy Madison, would be neatly placed onto the Iron Throne. That said, maybe it can't happen so neatly, because we got Jorge Clinton over here refusing to be a pushover, and Man Ray over here looking to get some payback after that whole not signing an important treaty because an election is coming up ordeal. But yeah. Man Ray's got all these squids in his aquarium now, and these squids used to be straight-up Democrat-Republicans. But after making that Louisiana purchase, these people realized they had to turn into squids. I mean, Tommy Pickles just wasn't punk rock enough. Jorge Clinton's power came from all them Democrat-Republicans up north. Why? Because Tommy and his people literally wrote a freaking law that said you couldn't trade anybody nothing. Yeah, insane. That's like trying to stop someone who lives next to the Boston Harbor from selling lobsters to feed the mouths at the dinner table and that they can't, like, grab lobsters for anybody. Yeah, not happening. You can't tell them that. Oh, and also, those North people were quite fed up that all these presidents kept showing up from freaking Virginia. It's not called the United States of People Who Are Afraid of Virginia Woolf, okay? But anyways, they brought the cactus into the room and everybody watered it and the cactus spoke, saying that Billy Madison was going to be on the Democrat-Republican golden ticket. And Jorge Clinton was a twinkle in his eye. But hey. Hey, guess freaking what? The people who were hoping for Man Ray or Mr. Clinton to be on the golden ticket thought this cactus was straight up unacceptable. I mean, it didn't even have any real spines. A spineless cactus, I tell ya. Man Ray didn't even give up. Like, you're normally supposed to give up after the cactus if you weren't chosen. But he was still going for it. Jorge Clinton? He was okay with staying runner-up for the most part. But enough about the Democrat-Republican cactus. What about those feds? They still exist, right? Did they grow a cactus this time? Well, yeah, they did grow a cactus this time. They actually did. But it wasn't anything eyebrow-raising, okay? They just went with the same people as last time in the freaking time before that. Pickaninny and that naked mole rat. So, let's talk campaign trail mix. What flavor do we have here? What's the scope? Well, the issue that everybody is campaigning around was this straight-up embod goal that happened, okay? Because remember, England was up to some nasty stuff because Tommy was being petty and didn't renew a treaty. So in response, he tried to tell everybody to stop trading stuff altogether. Don't remember that? The New England Patriots, remember? That said, everybody really liked Tommy Pickles and his hashtag squad goals even after that bungaloo. That Democrat-Republican train was set to keep rolling without any squids or anything like that. Yup, Billy Madison won homecoming court, the feds lost again. But hey, at least they didn't 1804 lose, okay? Like, they still got some votes, okay? They ain't out yet. I mean, much like the Patriots, only New England is into the Federalists. You know, I'm starting to think New England is the Florida of this time period, but whatever. Okay, so with all the hubbub leading up to it, I bet you're wondering how it all really went down in the end. Well, drum roll please. Hey, don't roll it that fast, bro. Charlie won New England, except Vermont, as expected. A couple people in the North Carolina bean liked Charlie too. Man Ray was also like super popular in the Virgin Islands and in the North Carolina Bean too. And New York couldn't freaking decide between Billy Madison and Jorge Clinton, so their votes ended up splitting up too. That said, Billy Madison still won. Like 60 to 70% of the country really liked what this man was putting down. Oh, and Billy Madison was the first dude to win the Presidency spot and be at the same birthday party as the last guy who was there. So yeah, good for him. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, bogus cheese doodles, you can find Garbled Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbledtwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbledtwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon now, so if you go to patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, find Garbled Twistery, and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. I know, exciting. There are more details about how this works on the Patreon page, but wait, there's more. If you become a patron of $5 or more, you'll get full access to an entire Patreon exclusive season titled Garbled Twistery, A Second Look. These episodes will primarily be remakes of my earlier, sloppier episodes, along with many entirely new episodes to tag along, indeed. And the suggestion box is once again open. So if you want an episode tailored just for you, head on over to Patreon. Anyways, next time, we're starting another hot set of in-between election episodes. Oh, yeah. And what's so special about 1809, you ask? Well, get this. The U.S. gave a patent to a girl. A girl! That's never happened before. Who is she? We gotta look into this, and we're gonna look into this, indeed.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
A spineless cactus, I tell ya.